This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Hi, you're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Taz, Melinda and myself, Janet Jukes.
Thanks, Janet. It's so nice of you to reset
first,
for us.
That was my first reset.
That was very, very good. Very, very good.
Setting the bar.
In case you haven't been listening very carefully, there is more good news out there. Another LGBTI leader emerges out of the ashes. This time it's in the New South Wales Labor Party, and it's a deputy leader who is Penny Sharp. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning.
Penny, we often do showcase emerging or new community political and business leaders who happen to be LGBTI because we're just very interested in sort of showcasing them and getting them to tell their story. So what's it like? What's it like? First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
We're so, so pleased to hear that another member of our community ends up in a leadership role somewhere in the country. What's it feel like? What's it like to be the deputy leader of the nation of the New South Wales Labor Party?
Look, I think for me, it's the first thing is it's very exciting, but the second part of it is I feel very honoured that the Labor Party and my colleagues really have asked me to do this job and really want me to do it. And so, yeah, excited, a little bit daunted. For me, with the election coming up, though, it's really about determination to change the government. That's what I'm really focused on.
Fantastic. Have you experienced any issues or challenges as an out lesbian person?
Look, I think it's actually really changed. So when I've been in Parliament for 13 years. I came into Parliament in 2005. And when I came into Parliament, there was a big splash in the Daily Telegraph. I had some media chasing me around, and there was this big deal that I had some sort of terrible secret, which was that I had a partner and at that time had two children. That was considered to be a bit odd, but interestingly, it never really went anywhere. I got one piece of hate mail out of it, which was pretty putrid. But other than that, it sort of moved on pretty quickly. And the thing that I've been really surprised about in the last week is actually how little people have commented about it. I mean, I've been out for a long time. I have three children. My partner and I have been together for 25 years. There's no secrets here. But I have been really, it's been interesting to just see the reaction and really no one's really batted an eyelid. A couple of the journos have rung me and said, "Now, are you okay if we say that, you know, that you're a lesbian, you've got three kids?" But the fact that they asked is actually interesting, because in the past that was always the way they described me. So I kind of like the fact that we've come so far in what, you know, is relatively a short period of time.
So it sounds like it's really hardly been a big issue at all.
I'm as shocked as you are. Yeah, really, not really a big deal.
And in fact, that's both a good thing and a negative thing, though, isn't it? Because it's a good thing because it's just saying, well, you're just a normal person and who cares that you happen to be a lesbian. And on the other hand, well, sometimes we actually do want these things to be acknowledged and celebrated.
I guess. Yeah. I guess I'd be interested in your reflections around that importance of being out as a leader, because obviously it really matters to young people who are coming out that they can see that their sexuality isn't an inhibitor to, you know, high office.
Yes, I think it's one of those things I've also learnt. Like, sort of when you start, you're very nervous and you think, oh, how's this going to go? Because like everyone, we've all experienced homophobia and you're sort of always a little bit nervous about it. But I realised pretty quickly that actually me being open and upfront has really mattered. Visibility does matter. I went to obviously a few of the, you know, 1 year anniversary of the Yes Vote events this week, and just how happy people are for me to be in that position is really lovely, but also important. You know, I get young people, you know, young staffers knocking on my door, coming to talk to me on the quiet, staff at Parliament House. You know, I go to places, people send me messages on social media all the time, and I've realised that people just often just want to see people that they know and feel that they can connect with because they understand their situation. So, yeah, it is, yeah. It is important. It is really important.
I agree. I think, you know, I find in my organisation, because I'm involved in a leader counselling organisation, I find lots of people who apply a little bit out in their CVs and those sorts of things. And I think people do want to, you know, work for or be involved in organisations that they can relate to. So being out, I think, is incredibly important.
Mm. Yeah, I think visibility is really important. It's wonderful that it goes unremarked in some ways, but visibility is very important. Yeah. And, you know, it's something I'm conscious of in my life as well. You just get out and be yourself, and but it does make That's a difference right. to people when they see members of the Rainbow community in leadership positions. It really makes a difference.
I think we're still in that space where even mums with children in leadership positions is, you know, yeah. important. It's not that yeah. long ago where, you know, breastfeeding in Parliament was a big issue down here. And so, yeah, all of those, out in all of the aspects of our life is incredibly important, I think. Mm.
Penny, in case you haven't worked it out, we're just rapt that you've got this role.
Well, I'm very happy too.
and of course, obviously, we want to see more queer people in leadership roles. I mean, I'm just astonished by the range of portfolios that you have, because you are the Minister for Environment and Heritage, Trade, Tourism and Major Events. And then on top of that, you have personal policy interests that focus on equality, LGBTI law reform, women, transport, environment. And then on top of that, you also apparently have some sort of responsibility to look after other electorates as well. And then you're also a mum with three kids and a partner. How do you do it all?
Well, my partner is the only reason I can do any of it, to be frank. Jo is a legend, and she manages to put up with the crazy life that I lead. And, you know, it, like every other family, it's all stuck together with sticky tape, but somehow it kind of works. we sort of manage to not miss the things and get them where they need to go and get to see them. But look, you know, modern politics is a busy life. I feel incredibly privileged to be able to do what I do, to be in a position to have input into the, you know, the serious decisions that governments have to make, and hopefully bring a voice, you know, a voice in those discussions that, you know, has a broader experience than perhaps some of the makeup of our current parliament.
Penny, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's really great to hear your voice and to have a brief chat with you. It has only been brief, but it has been really lovely to be able to showcase that, you know, our members of our community can be in senior leadership roles and do really well, and it's just great, really.
Yeah, fantastic.
Well, I really appreciate you having me
Congratulations.
On.
Congratulations.
Yep. Congratulations.
And if you're ever in Melbourne and around on a Saturday morning, we'd love to have you in the studio and we can have a much longer chat and talk about all sorts of other stuff too.
Well, I'm coming down for a big gay wedding on New Year's Eve, so maybe we'll have to catch up.
Okay. I know the wedding that you're going to.
Such a big community.
I believe it's a he, yes. will be on this show next week. There you go.
Oh, well, you need to ask him how his preparation is going. You know, we saw the video of the gay boys dancing at their wedding. I've just said to them, you know, come on, you've got time.
Go to Bosley's dance school and get some practice in.
Wearing some big things, that's right.
Penny, thank you very much for your time.
All right, thanks very much for having me.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.